With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The political bickering is growing. GOP vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance tells Fox News Sunday Kamala Harris has a very poor record when it comes to the economy.
The entire argument of the Kamala Harris campaign boils down to forget how good things were when Donald Trump was president. Forget that we had rising take-home pay. Forget that we had low inflation. Forget that we had peace all over the world. And somehow, if you give Kamala Harris more power than she already has, she's somehow going to do something different than she's done for the past 3.5 years.
And Harris continues to speak in generalities.
Our country is going to be as strong as our willingness to fight for it and to fight for what we stand for.
Perdue Foods recalling 167,000 pounds of frozen chicken nuggets and tenders after customers found metal wire embedded in some of the products. Also at SRNnews.com, cholera outbreak in Sudan.
Health officials say Sudan has been stricken by a cholera outbreak that has killed nearly 24 people and affected hundreds more in recent weeks. The African nation has been shaken by a 16-month conflict and devastating floods. The nation's health minister said in a statement that at least 22 people have died from the disease and that more than 300 confirmed cases of cholera have been detected across the country in recent weeks. The cholera outbreak is the latest calamity for Sudan, which was plunged into chaos when simmering tensions between the military and a powerful paramilitary group exploded into warfare across the country.
Ernesto regaining its strength and status now as a hurricane. Forecasters say it's more strengthening the forecast in the next 12 to 18 hours. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court is being asked to decide another religious freedom case.
The state of Wisconsin says Catholic Charities has to pay taxes specifically to support the state unemployment system. Wisconsin's highest court agrees, stating that Catholic Charities does not qualify for a religious exemption. The ministry has now appealed its case to the U.S. Supreme Court, which has delivered a number of rulings lately in favor of churches and religious groups. Catholic Charities says its First Amendment rights are at stake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It is controversial, to say the least, in the state of Montana. That state's Supreme Court has ruled minors do not need their parents' permission to get an abortion. Unanimous decision agrees with a lower court ruling. It found the parental consent law violates the privacy clause in the Montana state constitution. This is SRN News. A Georgia sheriff's deputy has been shot and killed while responding to a report of a domestic dispute. Police later say it was not a domestic dispute. It was simply an ambush. A shooting in Oakland, 2 people dead, 2 wounded. Police say people got into an argument when suddenly one man pulled out a gun and started firing. The gunman then fled. Supreme Court rejecting the Biden-Harris administration's request to expand Title IX.
The White House has been pushing to expand Title IX to allow boys to use girl locker rooms and restrooms and also play on girl sports teams. Supreme Court barred any changes to Title IX from going into effect, while lower courts across the country are debating the issue.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Very hot weather in Colorado over the weekend at an air show. Some 100 people got sick and had to be treated. More details at SRNnews.com.